Now we're joined by Sweet Springs Greyhounds head football coach Chris Conley. And Coach, we'll start with your dream team nominations for the offensive side of the football. Dylan Hayworth, a senior right tackle. And anybody that's watched Sweet Springs knows that your running attack was great this year, and that had to have been set up by his great play.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe in it's a team philosophy, you know, running the football, being physical, and Dylan Hayworth really embodied that. And, he's a great kid. He does a lot of things well for us. But the thing that I love about Deal, he's not the biggest, you know, he's not the fastest, not the strongest, but he really plays with his heart, and he plays it all out there, and he plays as hard as he can every single play. And I think that's why he was extremely successful. He was the highest voted offensive lineman in the conference. And, you know, he is that way because of how he practices and how he plays.
Talk about the kid he is away from the football field, in the classroom, in the hallways, or just in the community.
Oh, yeah, he's a great kid. He's very unselfish. He'll do anything for you. You know, I've got him in a business law class, so he likes, you know, challenges. He likes taking those, you know, upper-level courses. Real intelligent kid, and real friendly. You know, he has a lot of good buddies, and, you know, he doesn't make too many enemies because he's the type of guy that'll do anything for you.
Is he involved in any other sports?
He also plays baseball. I've been trying to get him to do track for a couple years now, but he does play baseball, and he's a good kid.
Do you have any idea what his plans are after graduation, and how do you think he'll do post-graduation?
So I believe it's something to do with ag business or agriculture. You know, that's big into him. You know, he's a big member of our FFA, and, you know, helps that to be so successful as it is, and you know, he does a lot of that kind of stuff. So I believe that's where he wants to get into after high school.
All right, now we'll switch to the defensive side of the ball, and your defensive nomination is Jarrett Fearing. He's a senior inside linebacker, and a lot of times coaches will say that, you know, the linebackers, especially the middle linebackers, like the quarterback of the defense, and with 77 tackles and a couple interceptions, seems like he definitely was the leader of that defense.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he brought it. And, you know, it's kind of funny you say 77, I think, at that time in the season. I think he's up to 95 now. So in 2 weeks, he's added quite a bit of tackles. And, he's an outstanding football player, very intelligent. You know, he was a defensive lineman early on in his career, but he could read like nobody's business. And, you know, he liked the contacts from playing defensive line. So putting him at a linebacker, he did a really good job, filling holes, making a lot of plays. Was an outstanding football player. And some things, too, I like about Jarrett, you know, he's got a great leadership quality that he gets the guys around him to play better and play harder, you know. He's a great leader, you know, one of the best we have had here since I've been at Sweet Springs, and definitely one of the best on the team.
What kind of person is he away from the football outside of the locker room?
Oh, man, he's a great kid, too. He's kind of one of those guys that you know, he's mean on the field, but off the field, I mean, he's extremely nice. You know, do anything for you. He's also, I think, going into ag business, I think, and whatnot. But, he's an all-around, you know, great kid. He does play baseball and does archery.
Both your nominations, obviously, seniors like we covered, and you mentioned they're both great kids and great leaders. How are you going to move forward and try to replace them going into next year?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to be tough. You know, the thing that, you know, separates, like, a good program from a you know, average program is, you know, you get those younger kids seeing those upperclassmen leaders. And, you know, he's been a leader for us for 2 years now. And, you know, hopefully those kids are, you know, kind of see that, you know, he led by example with his work ethic. You know, he led into you know, he taught those kids how to work and how to push each other, and that's kind of what you hope is in that younger kids kind of mimic, you know, what he did, and that kind of translates to, you know, more leaders and more leaders and more leaders, you know, and then helping sustain a successful program, you know.